Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Daniel Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Dapop Sanam about Buddha's enlightenment and spirit and body. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Dapop Sanam, 11160, December 29, 2022, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Sakyamuni Buddha was engaged in deep meditation in order to attain enlightenment. According to the sutras, his countenance in that enlightened state would often not seem like that of a living person. He was sometimes breathing, but it did not appear to others that he was. His body looked like a skeleton with hardly any flesh on it. But once in a while, one could see his eyeballs moving. Despite the bitter winter in such a freezing place, he remained motionless throughout, always upright and never leaning in any direction. Sakyamuni Buddha often mentioned about losing himself in his thoughts and memories, so much so that he had to get up from time to time. He doubted whether it was the correct practice to discard his body so that only his spirit remained. It is never correct to throw away the body in order to attain Bodhi, which is enlightenment. According to Buddhism, the body and spirit must be connected together, for cutting the two off from one another results in death. Sakyamuni Buddha, in fact, could not attain what he wanted. He had also envisaged an ascetic practice and experience, thinking that making the body suffer would be his path toward enlightenment. However, this was a wrong concept. He nevertheless forgot all about his body and only wanted to live with his spirit. He soon realized that this was not the correct way either. Furthermore, whatever he did or did not do, because of his weak body, was not adequate to accomplish what he wanted. He reflected, therefore, as to why he practiced so ascetically for so many years. Spiritually, Sakyamuni Buddha saw the power he attained, but realized that this is not what he had aspired to accomplish. The more the spirit and body fight, the greater will be the challenges we encounter. So in order to overcome the inner struggle within himself, he realized how important the body is. So he came down from the mountain and received and ate Sujata's alms. He soon returned to the cold mountain and practiced again, be it life or death. Then, the following day in the morning, he saw a bright star and got enlightened. Thereafter, all the mountains were bright like the daytime, and flowers rained down from the sky. We can see that what he was practicing was transformed into diamonds. So at the same time, through his enlightenment, the universe became one and he realized that everyone comes from oneness. He therefore can cover up the world of distinction and discrimination. When he goes into the world of truth, everything is actually beautiful, and this globe is adorned with beauty. The difference between Buddha and sentient beings is just one thought. It is hence clear that when one thought is correct, we become Buddha. When one thought is wrong, we become sentient beings. Still yet, the difference between Buddha and sentient beings is that they are not two, but are one. All sentient beings can realize their self-nature just as Sakyamuni Buddha did. He thus decided to relay to everyone the methods to achieve enlightenment so that they too could become Buddha themselves. Let us revere and respect Sakyamuni Buddha on his enlightenment day and congratulate him most warmly. Thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsenem. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsenem. Thank you very much, Buddha, for your path, for the world, and for us, to giving us the wonderful teachings and wonderful love and compassion, so that we also can attain our Buddha nature. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful and nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.